That'll do. How much silence do they want?
I don't know. Too much. Always too much.
Always too much.
Always too much silence. Okay.
Okay, shall we start?
Let's start.
Okay. Hello and welcome to The Good Robot Andy's Season 3, Episode 9.
Wow, we're really cracking on with these, aren't we?
We are. That's nearly three seasons we've done.
Woohoo!
My name's Andy Balaam and this is...
Andy Cockerill.
And tonight we're going to talk about a film called...
Baby Driver.
Baby Driver.
Yes.
Which is a rollicking Disney run. Rampage about a baby... I know, I've heard a review of it. I can't continue with this facade.
No, but you should anyway, because this is what our listener wants.
It's about a baby with a moustache driving a taxi, and hilarious consequences ensue. There's a lot of mild peril.
They don't use
there
that
are
anymore.
Animals.
The BBFC don't use mild peril anymore.
No, but that's because it's become fashionable now, which is why I'm using it.
It's de rigueur.
But before we talk about Baby Driver, the rollicking Disney... I should explain, by the way, that review is based, or that synopsis is based on the title without any reference to the content of the film. It's a hilarious joke we use at the beginning of each podcast.
Shall we address the elephant in the room?
Go for it. Yeah.
The ghost of podcast last...
Uh-huh.
Which is the one that my son says is the most boring thing he's ever listened to.
Is it the most boring one of our podcasts he's ever listened to?
Yes.
Or the most boring thing
he's ever listened to? It's two drunk people arguing, which is just dull. So, yeah.
Well, I take full responsibility. I don't think you were in any way boring. You were just tolerating someone who was quite boring.
I was tolerating your repeated questioning of, yes, but what's his position?
I listened back to it with my head in my hands. And yet, for some reason, I also put it on the internet.
Well, I think that as a historical document... It needs to be out there, really.
About how tolerant you are.
Yeah, and what, you know, and people need to know what his position is. So, you know, you did ask that question.
Yeah.
What's his position?
It's not clear to me that that they know what his position is.
What his position is, yes, exactly. So
interesting fact about the most boring piece of audio ever made.
Yes.
Is that something like... 6 people have liked it on SoundCloud.
Wow, okay, that's interesting.
Like, more than normal.
Okay, so maybe we need to get drunk and be boring to get likes. Maybe it's because it's quite a high-profile movie. And most of the stuff that we talk about is quite niche.
I have no explanation. Other than perhaps we're building an audience on SoundCloud very slowly and that this is just an up. Would tick in a journey to stardom, fame, and prosperity.
That's possible. Yeah. So that's the elephant in the room. We've addressed that. Can we move on? I think we can move on.
I think we should just try and do better. And if anyone would like to send us feedback about how to do better, we'd welcome it. Because it would basically indicate that someone's listening.
That's true. Yeah. As we get. Precisely zero feedback.
Yeah, not because we want to improve, but simply because we want to know you're listening.
Some improvement required.
There's a heavy responsibility on you, listener, because there's only one of you. We're asking you specifically, the person who listens.
Yeah.
Okay. To let us know that you're listening, so that we feel better.
Alrighty. I agree with that. Shall we move on?
Let's move on.
Okay, so Baby Driver is not...
Or Baby Driver.
Baby Driver is not a rollicking Disney adventure. You'll be sad to hear.
It would be quite... like because there was Baby... What was it? Boss Baby.
So. Boss Baby, yeah. There's also Baby's Day Out, which we started watching over the weekend, which was a 90s It's a John Hughes film from the 1990s that features Joe Pantolino from The Matrix.
Who is he in The Matrix?
Cypher. He's the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
Playing a bad guy, oddly enough.
You can tell by his facial hair that he's a bad guy.
Yeah, he has the same facial hair in Baby's Day Out. I think it's of roughly the same era.
Mm-hmm. But he's got the same facial hair as you.
What, a beard? Oh, a beard and bald head. Yeah,
yeah, well, I think he's got a goatee, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Got a goatee.
I don't have a goatee. I used to have a goatee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm living in the past.
You are living, yeah, quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
So that's, Baby Driver.
That is where I'm living.
Quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
In the past. It's a Baby Driver is a 2017 action comedy film. So it's brand new. It's out at cinemas right now. I should say right now, it doesn't really mean anything if you're listening months ahead, but...
Most of the people who listen to this will be listening back once we've become incredibly popular, and they're listening back to the archives.
So it came out in July 2017. Late June 2017.
Back when we were unknowns.
Yes, yes. It's written and directed by Edgar Wright, who is a bit of a favourite of mine, although I wouldn't say I universally love his films, but I do respect him and like what he does.
Yeah, when he messes it up, you feel like he could have done really well.
Yeah.
When he does really well, he does really well.
Oh, yeah.
Spaced?
I beg your pardon?
Yes. Spaced?
I thought you said based. Yeah. Spaced is amazing.
And what's the one with the silly name named after a person?
Shaun of the Dead.
No,
Scott Pilgrim. Shaun of
the Dead's not a silly name. It's an amazing name.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah,
Scott Pilgrim versus the World. I love that film.
It's great.
Yeah, I love it. It's fantastic.
That's an overlooked masterpiece.
Yeah,
Shaun of the Dead, one of my favourite films.
Yeah, I think Scott Pilgrim is overlooked. I didn't enjoy Hot Fuzz very much.
No, it was a load of rubbish.
And I haven't.
They're not
seen,
as bad as World's End.
Haven't seen The World's End.
Terrible.
Oh, okay. So we're like the critics from The Muppet Show at the moment. Yeah, we're like, yeah, I love Edgar Wright, he's great. Now, what about that film? That was rubbish. Yeah, he's terrible.
Yeah, he's not terrible. He is potentially great.
Well, okay. So, on films that are potentially great or even knocking it out of the park, brilliant, Baby Driver is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So, the film stars, it's got quite a cast. Ansel Elgort, who's an actor who I know his name, but I haven't seen him in anything else apart from this. The great Kevin Spacey.
Oh, right. Okay.
Who's back on form, back on amazing form in this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's back on kind of LA Confidential form. You know, that kind of, this is a man you do not want to mess with kind of form.
Everyone liked that more than me.
Really?
I thought it was fine.
Yeah, it is fine. But I think Spacey's really great in it.
Right, I don't remember him, so yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Lily James is in it. Eliza Gonzalez. John Hamm from Mad Men. Playing.
Who's he in Mad Men?
He's Donald Draper.
What, the main guy?
Yeah, the main guy.
Right, okay.
Jamie Foxx and John Bernthal, who was in The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
As
television crack.
I can't remember the name of the character he played in The Walking Dead, but he was Rick's deputy. Quite a shady character who'd been having an affair with Rick's wife.
I've forgotten his name. Yeah, okay, I know the guy. Yeah,
yeah. So John Bernthal is in this as well.
The dark character.
Yeah, quite dark and disturbing, yeah. So, So this is Edgar Wright's latest. It's about a young man played by Ansel Elgort who has terrible tinnitus, or as they say in America, or at least Kevin Spacey calls it, tinnitus.
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 Dude.
Which is just wrong. Surely it's wrong.
We shouldn't mock them, but seriously, guys.
Yeah, come on. Get with the program.
So, do you know anyone with tinnitus?
Yes, I do. Myself, I have tinnitus.
Your own self.
Therefore,
you can comment on whether it's a good portrayal of tinnitus.
Yes, so Baby, as he is known, Because this is the main character's name is Baby, and he drives, therefore he is Baby Driver. Yeah, thank you. He wears earbuds and plays music constantly to drown out the tinnitus.
Mm-hmm.
And I can definitely relate
to
that.
We've got to stop calling it that now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm quite enjoying it now.
Well, otherwise, I'm going to end up calling it that.
Okay, tinnitus it is then. Cool. So he's quite aloof and kind of self-obsessed, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And that winds up the people that he's working with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the backstory to this is that he was involved in a terrible accident as a child,
mm-hmm.
which affected his hearing forever, basically.
A car accident? Or?
Yeah, a car accident.
Okay.
As a child. And he's working for Kevin Spacey as a driver.
Mm-hmm.
Because he tried to break into Kevin Spacey's car and steal his stuff, not realizing that Kevin Spacey is like a big deal in the mob underworld.
Yeah, he's the president.
Yeah, he's the man. He's the guy behind the guy. So Spacey says, well, you can work for me. You're clearly a good driver. You come and work for me until I say that the debt is paid. Which mm-hmm. is not a good place to be in. I think you'd mm-hmm. probably agree. It's not a good place to be in. Having someone saying, you work for me till the debt is paid, means it could be never.
Mm-hmm. So that's where I am with the bank.
So we come in... Oh, really? Yeah. We come in with this, in what we learn is the penultimate job, in which he says, you know, one more, and then, you know, you're free.
Mm-hmm.
So on this first job that they work on, this is where we first see that Baby uses music not just to drown out the tinnitus in his ears, but also because he knows how long each track is. He carries a whole bunch of iPods. You know, he doesn't use a telephone or anything like that. He's got like mm-hmm. 10 iPods in his pocket, and he switches them over depending on what music he wants. And he knows how long the bank job is going to take. So he chooses a piece of music that matches it perfectly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I used to do that on my daily commute.
What, you used to do a bank job?
Well, yeah. When my daily commute was 3 minutes, 47 seconds long.
Okay.
Of walking. I used to listen to a track by Nine Inch Nails off. It's the instrumental one off the concept album. What's that called?
The Slip? Is it called The Slip?
No, the one before that.
Oh, I don't know that one. No.
It's about a fantasy world where they're like there's like a fascist dictatorship and aliens may have landed. And there was an internet... an internet game associated with it as well.
I think that's reality, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that was the point, I think.
Okay.
But anyway, there was a track on that, an amazing track. Yeah. It wasn't an instrumental track. I can't remember the name of it. This story is useless. And continue.
That's all right.
It was the same length as my commute. It was good.
Okay, so you get the idea of what he's doing here.
I'm just like him, basically.
Yeah, you're just like Baby Driver.
Yeah.
So this first job goes really well. And in the next job, Kevin Spacey always hires a different crew for every job
mm-hmm.
so that people don't get sort of safe and used to each other and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And on the next job, Baby meets Jamie Foxx's character, who is called Bats.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's bat something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we won't use that word because this is a clean podcast. Mm-hmm. But he is, this guy's seriously unhinged. And he doesn't take very well to Baby's aloofness and having earbuds in all the time. He doesn't mm-hmm. like it. He doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know why it's there. What just winds him up.
Yeah.
Because he considers himself to be the only crazy person in the crew. He doesn't want somebody else who's crazier than he is.
Doesn't like eccentricity in others.
No, exactly. He's quite happy with it in himself, but other people is a no-no. So that's that. That causes some friction, and as a result, the next job doesn't go so well.
Mm-hmm. Is this the last or the second last?
This is supposed to be the last. Mm-hmm. And at the end of this job, that doesn't go so well, but they do manage to get away with it. Kevin Spacey says to Baby, okay, that's it. You're done. Mm-hmm. But then he, of course, comes calling again and says, just because you paid your debt to me doesn't mean that I don't need you for other things. Mm-hmm. So, of course, it's one last thing. But Baby, by this time, wants out of it completely. Mm-hmm. Because
so is he paying him or is he threatening him?
No, he's paying him for this one.
Okay, yeah,
he's paying him for this. I mean, he's paid him for the other ones as well.
But yeah.
You know, he's very much in his pocket kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Baby wants out of this because Baby has fallen in love with a waitress.
Mm-hmm.
As you do.
Mm-hmm.
A waitress at a diner played by Lily James. He wants out of the whole crime business and he wants to get back on the straight and... Well, I would say he's probably never been on the straight and narrow, but he wants to try and find out what that's like.
Okay.
What then ensues is the final job, mm-hmm. where we have John Hamm and his wife, played by Eliza Gonzalez, Jamie Foxx, and Kevin Spacey. And this job just goes completely and utterly wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But this plays to Baby's advantage because he can exploit the chaos by trying to get away.
Okay. Because he suspects he's never going to be allowed to get away.
Yeah, exactly. So he exploits the madness that's going on around him and it just goes completely south in just the worst way possible. And it's at this point that I think let's just say... Actually, I have a brief interlude here from the plot and just say mm-hmm. that the action scenes in this movie are all underscored by music.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just a piece of music playing with some action playing out over it. The action is choreographed to the track.
It sounds really cool.
It's really cool. So it's almost like a musical.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I suppose you would say that it is a musical because it is choreographed. Mm-hmm. So... there's a scene where Baby is forced to run on foot that is underscored by a track called Hocus Pocus by a Dutch prog rock band called Focus that features yodeling. You probably know it, actually. If you've
I've heard of Focus.
Okay, you've heard of Focus, yes. Yeah. So this song is called Hocus Pocus.
I don't think I've ever heard any songs by them.
It's probably their most famous song. And this action scene, as soon as the guitar comes in on it, it's like, oh, I know what this is. And it's just amazing. You know, that the he's on foot, he's running, he's doing parkour and sort of... I think that it's a better on foot... Well, it's as good as the chase sequence in Point Break with Keanu.
Which I'm not sure I've seen.
Oh, okay. Well, that's one for you to watch.
No, I think I did. I did watch it. Yeah.
There's a really, really good, like, heart-stopping chase sequence in Point Break.
Maybe I only watched the beginning or something. I don't remember that.
No, you've got to watch the whole thing.
It's
gloriously bad, but it's also utterly brilliant. Because Keanu Reeves is just awful.
I could crush you from here. Sorry, that was a slight... There was a little bit of Arnie coming into that.
There was a bit, yeah. There's a great line in Point Break when... Because if you can believe this, Keanu Reeves plays an undercover FBI agent.
Yeah. No, I've seen the beginning of it. It is hilarious.
So, and he's infiltrating surfers who are doing bank robbery. And in fact, I can see an influence of Point Break on Baby Driver, for sure. But
everybody's trying to cut off my head.
And there's a scene... when he says to Patrick Swayze's character, who's like the leader of these surfer bank robbers, in his best Keanu voice, he says, "Bodhi, I am an FBI agent."
That's almost as good as
"You got parents and stuff." Yeah, it's
which
almost
is my favourite line from Johnny Depp.
It's almost as good as that. But Point Break is terrific. Anyway, I digress. So there's this foot chase that's heart-stoppingly brilliant. that then leads to an extended showdown with John Hamm's character, who is righteously annoyed because the love of his life, his wife, has died during this this bank robbery. Mm-hmm. And he holds Baby responsible. So there's an extended chase sequence and sort of showdown in which we have some Queen playing, underscoring it, and some other stuff. And it's just utterly brilliant. I think when I heard about this originally, I thought it sounded quite derivative. You know, it's a heist movie about a driver. You know, it's been done before. There's a very famous Walter Hill movie called The Driver with Bruce Dern, I think, plays the driver in that, which is a really good movie. And it, and Edgar Wright has said that that film is a huge influence on this. He goes so far as to have a character called Walter in the cast, you know, there's a character called that as a tribute to Walter Hill. But I think that in the way that, in fact, I did tweet this to Edgar Wright. He never replied to me, but that's not really surprising because I'm not on his radar at all.
Wait until you're famous.
Wait until I'm famous, yeah. And I said I thought that he has redefined how action movies will be made to a certain extent, in the way that Steven Spielberg redefined how action and war movies were shot with Saving Private Ryan. Because, you know, in the first 40 minutes of Private Ryan, Spielberg shot the stuff on Omaha Beach in a way that nobody had shot war movie action like that ever, really. And I think that Edgar Wright has set a benchmark here for how you could do this if you wanted to. If you do it, you're just going to be suffering from people saying, oh yeah, he's just ripped off Baby Driver, because it's so unique, and just so much fun. It takes great delight in being quite sweary and quite violent and very knowing, you know, and it's utterly brilliant. I think it's my film of the year so far. It's so good.
Oh, cool. I'm really looking forward to watching it.
Yeah.
I was just thinking some of Edgar Wright's other stuff has some elements that sound similar. Like, I remember the making a cup of tea scene from Spaced.
Oh, yes.
Where it like cuts between, and it's all about the sound of turning the kettle on and
musical. You can take that, you know, that small little cue from Spaced and spin it out over an entire movie. And you might think, well, is that going to work? But it does work. It really does work brilliantly.
I think he directed music videos at one point.
Right? Yeah, I think he did. Yeah. I think he did.
Quite often when I listen to music, I think about what it would be like with certain visual, in combination with visuals in a way that I find an exciting idea. So I really think this is like an ideal film for me.
Yeah, it's utterly brilliant. I think that Edgar Wright has put the experience of working for Marvel, because he was supposed to be directing Ant-Man for many years, and then when it came down to it, he just couldn't work with inside the very micromanaged system that is Marvel. He just couldn't do it because, you know, he likes to be involved in everything in a film. He's put that behind him, and he's come up with this, which is almost like he's thumbing his nose at them and saying, look, this is what you could have had if you'd let me do what I do. I mean, it's not to say that Ant-Man is a bad movie, because it's not a bad movie. I think it's actually it's a very entertaining film, but it's not an Edgar Wright film.
Right. So he did end up getting made, and he did direct it.
Ended up getting made. He's got a writing credit on it. And you can see some influences from him, but it's definitely not an Edgar Wright movie. It's definitely a studio film. Whereas this Baby Driver is unique. I've never seen anything quite like it. And it's so far, it had a budget of $34 million, and so far it's made 96.3, which is really good. So, on listening to the Empire podcast, when they asked him whether he would revisit it, he said, well, the studio have asked me to think about a sequel. So, and I think I'm not going to go into it anymore with the plot because I don't really want to spoil everything for the listener. But a
we didn't warn the listener.
No, it's too late.
The listener already knows.
It's too late. I think that a sequel is definitely a possibility. It definitely leaves things open for one at the end. Yeah. Oh, just seeing who else is in it. Flea is in it from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right.
Yeah. Who's very good. Because he hasn't been in that much stuff. And also, there's a track that starts the movie in the first heist by the John Spencer Blues Explosion called Bell Bottoms, which is fantastic. But John Spencer plays a prison guard in the movie as well, because it's all set in the Boston area, which is really cool.
So, speaking of prog rock.
Yes.
Someone on Mastodon today was linking to prog metal.
Oh, yeah.
And I was kind of ignoring it until they linked to Tool, who are a band I already like.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, well, if Tool counts, then I must listen to some of these other things. So I spent the day listening to, like, twiddly prog metal.
No, really?
Thinking, well, it's not as good as Tool.
No. So what twiddly prog metal were you listening to today?
Oh, I can't remember.
Was it not good?
Something about buried.
Fairies.
Something buried something.
Doesn't sound very good.
It was, yeah. Well, I don't know. I felt like maybe I should listen to it a few more times before I dismissed it.
I personally don't mind a bit of prog now and again.
I like 21st Century Schizoid Man by Shining.
Yes, you mentioned that before, which is a cover version of King Crimson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I quite like the King Crimson version, so maybe I should listen to more of them.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they're pretty iconic, King Crimson. King Crimson. Yeah.
King Crimson.
King Crimson.
I think they're probably an important way post. What's the thing?
I should
probably listen to them if I was going to understand prog things.
Yes, I think so. Probably. I used to like to enjoy listening to Rush quite a lot.
People like Rush.
Yeah, I do like Rush. So I just have a look at the Rotten Tomatoes consensus for this. It's got a 95% rating already.
Wow, that's amazingly good, isn't it?
It is good for a film that's this new. And it says, it's stylish, exciting and fueled by a killer soundtrack. Baby Driver hits the road and it's gone, proving fast-paced action movies can be smartly written without sacrificing thrills. It's got everything, this film. It doesn't skimp on anything. It doesn't skimp on the soundtrack. It doesn't skimp on the action. You care about the characters. You even kind of care about John Hamm's character, even though he's a psychopath. and he's playing, I think, one of the problems, I think, with playing a character like Donald Draper on a show like Mad Men, it's because he plays him so well that if you play him for like 7 seasons, you become intrinsically linked with that character, and nobody can ever look at you and say, well, you're Donald Draper. But he definitely puts that ghost to rest here by playing someone who is not utterly in love with himself. You know, he's got other things going on in his head, and you see that. And he's very, very good.
So here comes the question.
Yes.
So is this purely just for fun? Is there any point to it?
No, it's pure entertainment. Yeah.
Boom.
Pure entertainment. Just go and enjoy.
It sounds worth it from that point of view.
Yeah, it really is. It's not answering any big questions. It's not... excuse me. It's not the answer to life, the universe and everything. It will just take you away for like a couple of hours. Which is sometimes all you want from cinema.
It is.
Yeah. And it absolutely does that. It never lets up. There's no kind of slow second act or anything like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And also, the stunt driving in this film is astonishing.
Is it all physical effects?
It's all physical effects. So it's all real cars. I couldn't see any CGI going on. But these guys, or you know, and girls probably, are doing stuff with cars that I just didn't think was possible. So that is enormously entertaining as well. Enormously entertaining. It's yeah, it's a tour de force.
Yeah, it seems like I need to see it.
Yeah,
and I also want to see
it. Yeah, you need to see it. Our listener needs to see it. Yes,
that's it.
That's it.
Do some plugging.
Okay, so I present a radio show on Glastonbury FM 107.1 in the Glastonbury Street and Wells area of Somerset. We're going to keep going with this joke until it's dead.
I'm not speaking.
Okay. Fine. So I'll carry on. so it goes.
Just sniggering.
It goes out on a Thursday between 6 and 7 p.m. It's a movie review, DVD listings, movies on TV listings, local cinema listings, music. Sometimes I have a live guest, which I need. I haven't had one for a while. I need to get on top of that and get that sorted out. It's also available on the internets as well. And repeated.
Heard of them.
Yes. Repeated on Friday between 2 and 3. That's it. Plug.
Cool. On Sunday, if you're anywhere near the Egham, Staines, or anywhere around there,
and,
Tiberia,
and Wells area.
Slough.
Oh, sorry.
The Egham Street and Wells. then come along to the Egham Raspberry Pi Jam.
Ooh.
And learn to program using either Scratch or Python. If it's Python, it'll be me. If it's Scratch, it'll be the other chap. You could be a complete beginner, or you could know a little bit about it already. We will be making this thing.
What is that?
Lights up. This is. I'm holding up to the camera. If you're listening on the.
Okay. Recording. Is that an LED?
It's a Pi stop.
Oh.
LED system. It's three LEDs that you plug into your Raspberry Pi.
Oh, and you make them light up.
And you make them light up. We're going to make some traffic lights right there in Python and in Scratch. Nice. You're going to love it.
That sounds awesome.
Come along. Also, I make an Android game called Rabbit Escape. It's all like open source and stuff. You can help me make it.
Escape.
And we're in the final stages of a new feature for Rabbit Escape.
Ooh.
Which is a type of rabbit called a rabot.
Oh.
Which is a baddie rabbit, which when it collides with a goody rabbit, they explode.
No way.
Way.
That's evil. You're making an evil game even more evil.
And but you can control them. If you drop tokens for them, they do what you tell them.
Oh, okay.
So in some of the levels, you're going to have to get the rabbots to do stuff that needs doing.
Is the rabbot
in
like
order
a
to
Maybot?
Save the rabbits?
Is the rabbot like a Maybot?
We should call them Maybots.
Maybots.
Maybot. So yeah, next release of Rabbit Escape is probably going to have that in it. It's like 120 levels. You can download it for free.
Yeah, come on.
From the Google Play Store.
Yeah.
You can download it for 60p from the Google Play Store,
yeah,
if you prefer.
That's right.
You can get it from the Amazon store. You can download it from the website.
I have downloaded it from the Amazon store. I forgot to mention something in my plugging.
Go for it.
Okay. There are podcast highlights of my show available. If you see,
yeah, and they should follow you on Facebook.
They should. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. @cockers_97. Movie mashup. Search for movie mashup. No camel case, no caps in your podcasting app of choice. And you will find it.
And if you search using your favourite search engine for the Good Robot Andes, you'll find our website, and you can click about, and you'll find links to all this stuff and more.
About. I think with this podcast, mm-hmm, we have successfully laid to rest the ghost of the previous podcast.
You think this one was sufficiently better?
Well, yes.
It's quite a lot shorter.
It's sufficiently better than Hacksaw Ridge. And this podcast is sufficiently much better than the Hacksaw Ridge one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Well, it is shorter. It's shorter, so at least you've suffered it for less long, listener.
I think as this movie's out in July 2017, we'll still be showing. I'm hoping that some people will listen to this podcast and then go and see it if they haven't already done so. Go and see it
again.
I'm
just hoping some people will listen to this podcast.
Well, yes, that would be nice. Our listener.
That's it.
That's it. Thank you very much.
See you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.